Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. Take your Bible and turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 16. The church in Corinth was founded by Paul in the province of Achaia, southern Greece. They started out good, but by the writing of this letter, they weren't so good. There were a great deal of difficulties in this church. There were fightings, interpersonal attack from one group to another. There were factions. Some decided to follow one person, some decided to follow another. There was doctrinal error, a misunderstanding of the gifts. Even immorality in the church. And rather than condemn that, they embraced it. So we're now at the end of this book. And all the things I said to you, and there were more, are in those first 15 chapters. 15 chapters of dynamite chapter, the resurrection. But in those first 15 chapters are all those things. And as I was reading this book, I thought to myself, is there anything that we could say or that Paul could say that might be an encouragement? Now, the second book of Corinthians is exactly that. It's written to encourage them. But this book, this first book, we're wanting to find something that would be an encouragement, that would be a challenge. And I think we have that in this short passage, chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. Let me read it to you. I beseech you, that word means to implore, to challenge. There's something he wants to challenge them with. I beseech you, brethren, do you know the house of Stephanas? That it is the first fruits of Achaia. And listen to this. And that they have addicted, only time you use the Bible, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Now there are a lot of addictions that are wrong. The church I was pastoring before I retired came here. We dealt with many, many addictions. Drug addiction, alcohol addiction, gambling, anger. Even work. But we dealt with a lot of it. But this is different. They addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Think of that. This stuff. So then he says to this church, because of that, that ye submit yourselves unto such. And to every one that helpeth with us and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanas, Fortunatus, Achaicus, three men. For that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied. They have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore, acknowledge ye them that are such. We have a encouraging statement by Paul. It's encouraging because of who and what is being done. And it's encouraging because of who's being written to at this time. This morning, I think what Paul's trying to say is I've looked at the amount or the degree of a ministry in your church by this man and his house, and it's a sizable ministry. It's a overwhelming ministry. So let's look at this ministry. Notice, first of all, that this Stephanas is the first fruits of Achaia. He was the first convert of Paul's in Achaia. He became one of the founders of this church. He would have been a leader in the church, but an unusual leader. Go back to 1 Corinthians 1. Verse 11. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Cleo, that there's a contention among you. Someone wrote a letter from Corinth and chose Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus to take the letter to Paul. When it says the house of Cleo, they were part of that house. In fact, most commentators believe they were slaves in the house of Cleo. Evidently, during their tenure as servant slaves to Cleo, Stephanas got a reprieve and was able to form his own household. And now what I'm going to tell you now is implied in some historical texts, that Fortunatus and Achaicus decided to become servants in the house of Stephanas. So you have a former slave or servant and two servants. Now let me pause just to ask you a question. On the scale from 1 to 10, in that setting, in that time, were they on the upper strata or the lower strata? They were on the lower strata. They were slaves. But I am so thankful to God that our salvation has no hierarchy. There's no bigger Christian or better Christian. We are all Christians. Amen. that doesn't see color, doesn't see job description, doesn't see your society strata, doesn't check your income or your checking account. All are equal in Christ. And so it marvels me that he says, you need to look at the house of Stephanas. These men in this house have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Some people may not have regarded them highly. Some may have had difficulty with them. But Paul had no difficulty with them and said to the church at Corinth, regardless of their position, regardless of their calling, regardless of their job in the church, he said, look to these people. Follow their example. And so the first thing I want you to notice about this ministry that Paul is measuring out is that this ministry was self-imposed. Nobody made them do it. Do you know the house of Stephanas? That it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they had addicted themselves. It was self-imposed. Nobody made them. Nobody twisted their arm. They simply chose, by the grace of God, to fulfill this ministry. This addiction. That word addiction is an interesting word. It means to devote oneself. In fact, it means one who is pursuing. That means they found something or saw something that they saw of great value and they pursued. They are still pursuing. They're pursuing it as Paul writes. They're pursuing it after Paul writes. They pursued it all the way to Ephesus to find Paul. They pursued. They did not give up. They saw it with clarity. And so they devoted themselves to this ministry. They did not quit. They did not give up. They devoted themselves. And these slaves were the very picture of service to the rest of the church at Corinth. And it's interesting to me that that's true. Because all of the others had trouble. And here are these three slaves that are members of the church. And Paul said, look at them. It may have been that he was saying, this is what you need. This is what will help you. They addicted themselves. Second thing, not only was this ministry self-imposed, but it was of a particular kind. You got that, didn't you? It was ministry to the saints. How many know who the saints are? That word saints means holy ones. Now, I'm not talking about the Catholics major saints, all these people that they pick out that saw this, saw that, did this, did that. I'm not talking about that. Because every blood-bought believer that has received Christ as the Savior is a saint. You're saints. And he said that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. I think sometimes you may want to write this down. We get so involved with sinners, we forget the ministry to the saints. I remember a church I visited one time, and they had these boards up that showed how many people were baptized, how many people got saved that week. I mean, they were in the dozens every week, and hundreds every month, and thousands in a year. But that church had more internal problems than you can shake a stick. One pastor had to leave. Deacons had to quit. Finances were in the tank. The church was falling apart. Oh, but they had big numbers. They neglected the ministry to the saints. Us. This is who we're to minister to. These people were addicted to it. And he said, look at them. Your church would be in 10 times worse condition if it wasn't for these three fellows. This household. Where would you be? Everybody be on everybody else's neck. I heard someone define a Baptist church. You ready? They divide and multiply. That's terrible. That's terrible. Whatever happened to ministry to the saints? Loving one another. Caring about one another, picking you up when you're down, empathizing, showing sympathy, encouraging, edifying, building up. There should not be a person in this body that if they had a need, they couldn't call someone else in the body and get help. The problem is, can they call you? They addicted themselves, particular kind, to the ministry of the saints. Unbelievable. Third thing about this passage, this ministry was attractive. It had an attractive. Listen to what he says. Verse 16. He says that ye submit. That word submit is to be brought under the influence of. You submit to something. He said that ye submit yourselves, ye Corinthian Christians, unto such, these three slaves. I'm not going to follow someone that low. What does he know? What's his bank account look like? Can't you just see that? I can just see that attitude. And Paul said, wait a minute. In fact, I love the thought that Paul is not recommending this. He said, ye submit. You want to change the direction of your church, the condition of your church, submit to them. Follow them. Submit yourself unto such and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. There's an attraction to that. see those fellows over there? Court. They traveled all the way to Ephesus to see me. They came all the way over here. They encouraged me. They brought some sustenance, books that I could use. They spent time with me. In fact, they're still here, helping and encouraging. And from this verse, it seems to indicate they brought several with them. Because it says, help those that help with us and labor. So here's these fellows in the church. Got saved. Started out with nothing. Still didn't have much. But they had incredible peace, direction of the Spirit of God, and they were serving God. Hot for God. Excited about it. Pumped. So this ministry was attractive. Then the fourth thing, verse 17, I am glad of the coming of Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied. Write this down, this ministry is costly. Corinth had a difficulty of making a commitment to stay with a commitment. You can read about that very attitude in the 8th and 9th chapter of the book of 2 Corinthians. But here, evidently, they had part of their ministry at Corinth was to visit Paul. Take time with him. Now, they didn't give anything to Paul. In fact, you can read chapter 12, you'll find out that Paul refused to take anything from this church. And probably it's best because they weren't the best at keeping the promise. So here they're, they evidently had made some kind of commitment or some kind of challenge to the church to spend time with Paul and see him. If he's not here and he's close, we'll see him. Well, that had died. And Paul now was all the way over in Ephesus. And these three brethren and others decided that they would go over and see Paul, encourage him, meet his needs, fellowship with him, pray with him, study the word with him. It's going to cost you something to follow God. It's not free. Remember David took the threshing floor and the fellow said, David said, I want to use that to worship God. Build an altar. And the fellow said, you can have it. I'll give it to you. And David responded, how can I worship God with that which costs me nothing? How can I submit to this kind of ministry that's not going to cost me? If you're going to serve God, it's going to cost you something. Cost him his life. Good night. He gave his life blood on the cross. It cost him his life. His ministry is costly. Then one last thing. Verse 18, Paul says, for they have refreshed my spirit. And then he says, and yours. Probably weren't 10 people at Corinth that knew that. If these guys were going and ministering from your church, they refreshed your spirit. They did what many of you did not do. They refreshed my spirit, Paul said. Therefore, acknowledge ye them that are such. It's an interesting statement because it walks us all the way back to where these people came from. And that these three men probably were the ones that delivered the letter to Paul in the first place. Of the real condition of Corinth and how bad it was. And Paul wanted them to know, you're not to be mad at these men. You're not to charge them wrongfully. They simply were trying to clarify and help you. And now they've got this ministry. And you have to acknowledge them. And that word acknowledgement says to literally identify them in the church and praise them for their good work to God. They have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. What an incredible passage in Scripture. I wonder, are we addicted? I guess we could probably make about every excuse there is not to serve God, but they don't want. We need a whole bunch of folks like Stephanus or Janus. They have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. What was the measure of that ministry? Devoted, committed. Big. Ministry. Lord, help us to love you. Help us to serve you. Help us to see our responsibility in the ministry of Savior, in our service to others.